In this clip from a Tim Flannery speech delivered in Toronto on April 4th, 2008, we find out about agrichar and how agriculture could be revolutionized to remove carbon from the atmosphere, produce more crops, and make the land better rather than weaker. Here is Tim Flannery, the author of The Weathermakers.
I'd like to just turn now to agriculture, which is another really interesting area. I've always been interested in agriculture because it's where we get down and dirty, you know. It's where we interfere with the carbon cycle at its most profound level. And agriculture is a pretty unreformed business, as we've heard from the way people grow coffee in the tropics. It's basically a Neolithic business, you know. It hasn't changed dramatically since the Stone Age in many regards. One way that people are now looking at changing or altering agriculture in a way that addresses several problems at once is through the production of charcoal. Now, charcoal is boring stuff, yeah? Who cares about charcoal? I find it some of the most exciting stuff around. Why is it good? Because if you can make charcoal, you're almost recreating a fossil fuel. You know, if you think about the carbon cycle this way, any plant grows from the atmosphere. So a tree doesn't really grow from the ground where its roots are. It grows from carbon dioxide. It sucks out of the atmosphere. And it solidifies that carbon dioxide to make its wood and its bark and its leaves. Now, the trouble with sequestering carbon dioxide in a tree is that trees are liable to rot. They can fall down and rot away or burn or whatever. And the carbon dioxide's released back into the atmosphere. But if you take some of that plant matter, whether it be crop waste or tree waste or whatever, and turn it into charcoal, you know, I'm a scientist, I know from carbon-14 dating, that charcoal sticks around for a hell of a long time. It changes from what's called a volatile form of carbon into a non-volatile form of carbon. There's experiments underway this year in Australia's wheat belt to take crop waste from wheat and turn it into charcoal. And the initial results are very encouraging. What's happening with those farmers that are doing that is that they're generating their normal crop and selling that off to market, which is great. Then putting the crop waste into a pyrolysis machine, and at one end of that pyrolysis machine you get a synthetic gas that you can use to generate electricity. It's the sort of hydrogen-rich part of the plant matter. Or you can use as a crude source for a transport fuel. And at the other end you get charcoal. Australia's going to have a carbon trading scheme in 2010, and after that date farmers will get paid for that charcoal. It's the gilt-edged bond of sequestration, that charcoal, because you can weigh it to the kilogram. You can plough it back into the field and know it's going to stay there. It's very different from investing in carbon offsets, for example, in growing forests. And, of course, the great thing about it is that charcoal is good for soils. It lowers soil pH, so acid soils are not so good, so it lowers the pH. It helps with soil moisture retention. And the cellular structure in the charcoal acts as a sort of a... It's a habitat, really, for soil microbes and fungi. So, by and large, if you plough charcoal back into your field, you get a better crop next year. You also need to use less fertilisers because the liquid fertilisers particularly tend to stick around longer because soil moisture retention rates are higher. So you've got a fourfold benefit there. Now, we've gone from a system where you'd gradually run down your soils and only use a tiny bit of your plant matter that you grow to a system now where you sell your crop, you generate electricity, you sequester carbon, and you get a better crop next year. Fantastic. Fantastically innovative solutions where we're feeding the world better, having a more sustainable agriculture, and dealing with the climate problem all at the same time. A review of these technologies that was published in the journal Nature, which is the world's most credible and foremost science journal, last year, indicated that if the technology was pursued vigorously, by 2030 we could be pulling 10 gigatons of carbon out of the atmosphere every year and into the world's agricultural soils. Now, 10 gigatons is a lot. The standing stock of pollutant in the atmosphere of carbon pollutant is only about 200 gigatons. So imagine a technology that can pull 5% of the pollutant out of the atmosphere each year, beneficially to us. It's got to be, I think, the way of the future.